This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A month ago today, the Surgeon General of the United States recommended postponing elective medical procedures. Flattens the curve, preserves masks and equipment, and might be reduces the strain on medical professionals and the healthcare system overall. But it also cuts revenue for all kinds of medical establishments, big and small. Dr. Scott Anzalone is an independent family physician in Logan, Ohio, who we first started talking to for our series about the American labor force called The United States of Work. He owns and operates Stagecoach Family Medicine in Logan. He's also the president of the local school board, by the way. So a month into this economic crisis and a month after Ohio schools shut down, we called him back up. Dr. Anzalone, how are you?
Hi, Guy. How are you? I'm doing well.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Let me ask you a question now to start with, not as Dr. Scott Anzalone, family doctor, but the sole proprietor of Stagecoach Family Medicine. How's the business?
We're hanging in there day by day. Our business is down from what it normally is, but we're still seeing patients. Probably went busier than most around, but we definitely have a decrease in productivity here a little bit, and it is a bit financially stressful. I'm trying to keep my employees all employed, and so they don't have shortened paychecks. Mm-hmm. But we're here every day, still caring for those who need cared for.
How many people you have working for you, Scott?
Seven.
Seven people. You're going to be able to. This is not news that they want to hear on the radio, but how does it look? Say if this goes another 8 weeks.
Well, I get paid last, so I always put my employees first. So it may be a little more sour for myself. But 8 weeks, I think, you know, we can keep squeaking out. I did apply for the payroll protection program.
Yeah.
And I did get approved. However, we haven't seen a dollar yet. And there's in the bank, our local banker states they're not sure when that'll happen, but that will take a lot of stress off of myself. I with that extra bit of money, I can make sure all my employees stay employed and get a paycheck, even if our hours are a little shorter.
Yeah, I will tell you anecdotally, small business owners I'm in touch with say the exact same thing about getting their hands on that paycheck protection money. Look around Greater Logan for me, would you? And tell me what it looks like. Are you seeing businesses closed, restaurants, you know, not open? What?
Yeah, pretty much all of our small businesses are closed. All of our restaurants, for the most part, unless they have takeout, which are just your unhealthy fast foods. Our local hardware store and our small mom and pop shops like that are you know, essential. Are making accommodations. I know our hardware store is shortening their hours, but they're open. They're letting, you know, one person in at a time. Mm-hmm. But most of our small businesses are struggling.
Yeah. Change of gears here. You are also the president of the local school board. The mm-hmm. day we spoke to you last, the 12th of March, was when schools were closed in Ohio. You had talked a bit about since internet can be spotty where you are, that the teachers are doing paper packets and getting them to kids. Is that now still happening, and how's it going?
Yeah, our schools, for the most part, are still closed, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to open back up this school year. Our schools are feeding our children breakfast and lunch for 7 days a week that they can be picked up once a week. There's a lot of kids around here that's where they get most of their, you know, at least their, you know, two meals a day are from the school. So we are feeding our kids academically. It's a day-by-day process. We're looking at trying to put hot spots around our county because we're just struggling trying to figure out how can we, you know, keep academics going strongly. If we had good internet access and broadband, it would make it much easier, like our northern neighbors. So we're looking at putting hotspots in our buses and driving them out to remote areas. And then the other issue is our seniors. Our local community gives out about $180,000 in scholarships every year.
Oh, man.
And we're trying to figure out how can we still have some type of recognition ceremony for that, as well as graduation and prom. We're just trying to figure out how we can do that.
Yeah. Same thing here where I live. The school board's promising, but man,
yeah.
It's a tall order. Dr. Scott Anzalone in Logan, Ohio. Scott, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks a lot.